The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just sent me an email saying that 2 years ago, the head of emergency services at Massachusetts General Hospital said they invited the Israelis to come over and set up the disaster team to respond to these kinds of disasters, which means Israel had inside information about just how a bombing would be responded to. Yet another piece of the puzzle here. Now, as I've mentioned many times before, I have come to the conclusion that all acts of terror are false flags. Because when you are a group inside a country seeking to change the society, you need public support. You do not go out and do things that will anger the people against you. A third party will go out and commit an atrocity to blame on you, to destroy your public support. That's what the FBI did at the famous Peacenik riot at Disneyland. They wanted to destroy the credibility of the anti-war movement in the 1960s. So they set up and staged an event that made the peace movement look bad, to destroy public support. The Black Panther coloring book was another FBI plot to sabotage the growing sympathy in the white population for the civil rights movement. That's how they do these things. We have a story linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. This is a YouTube video about the FBI plot to blow up the bank in Oakland, where they got headlines saying, we've stopped this terrorist from blowing up the bank in Oakland. And the FBI came up with the plot, provided the vehicles, provided the bomb, provided everything, then swooped in, arrested the patsy and said, see, we're doing a good job. We're worth all the money we get from the taxpayers. We stopped another act of terror. We've seen in recent years all of these high-profile arrests where they go, oh, we've stopped a terror cell from blowing something up in the United States, and it turns out to be an FBI operation. Where they set it up, they find some poor guys who are so desperate for money, they'll go along with anything, and they get set up to be arrested. A lot of people are asking if the Boston bombing was another FBI-assisted plot that accidentally went live. Or maybe was allowed to go live, like the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Towers, where the plotters had been infiltrated by the FBI, and the FBI informant inside the group requested Bureau permission to substitute the real explosive with a harmless look-alike powder, and the FBI told him, no, leave the real explosives in place. This was reported in the New York Times. The government wants terror attacks in the country to scare you back into obedience, to keep the level of fear so you'll put up with TSA and Homeland Security and naked scanners. Remember we had that audio recording of Donald Rumsfeld a few years back where he's literally saying that, you know, all the fear from 9/11 has gone away. It would help us immensely if there was another terror attack. Can you imagine Thomas Jefferson and George Washington in their campaign to kick the British government out, more specifically the Bank of England, out of the colonies? Would they start going into colonial schools and killing school children? Would they start burning down hospitals? Of course not. They needed the support of the public to bring about change. And that is why I've come to the conclusion that all these acts of terror are false flags. It's all theater to get you to think the way the government wants you to think. We'll be right back after these commercials.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned before with that earlier caller, if this is a new campaign of terror directed against the American people to motivate us in a particular direction towards war against more Arab nations, war against nations with natural resources, wars against nations that refuse private central banks, or to turn us against ourselves, to demonize the patriot movement, the constitutionalists, those who are concerned about the direction the country is going, that Boston, because there was no immediately presented villain, like we saw on 9/11, may be the appetizer for something that is going to happen that's much larger. Now, of course, tomorrow is April 19th, which is the anniversary of the final destruction of the church in Waco, Texas. It's the anniversary of the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building. We know in that latter case, again, all the hallmarks of a government operation, a designated patsy to demonize the patriot movement, to basically say, oh, anybody who questions the government, you know, they're the villain now. Then the new label, of course, is terrorist, domestic terrorist. So we're hearing of another one of these too convenient incidents. This is over in Wisconsin, where apparently 15 people were injured by handling this contaminated envelope. They don't know exactly what was in it, but apparently it was a severe eye irritant. and they basically had a six-hour quarantine at this medical clinic. They got one of these envelopes. They don't know what's going on, and we're seeing this stuff all across the country. Of course, you're now aware that two letters were sent, one to Obama and one to a senator that tested positive for the poison ricin, which is extracted from castor beans. It's a very, very lethal poison. If it's injected or inhaled, it is fatal. There is no cure for it. If you're exposed on your skin, can make you ill, but it's not necessarily as toxic as it is inhaled or injected. Now, interestingly enough, they've arrested a guy named Kenneth Curtis of Tupelo, Mississippi. And apparently he signed his initials to these letters, which strikes people as extraordinarily stupid. And it turns out these letters were both postmarked April 8th, a week before the Boston bombings. So a lot of people are scratching their heads about that one. Now, this Kenneth Curtis may be the same. Let me let that one go. We got a caller on the line, Kent in West Virginia. Aloha, Kent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I saw something the other day, and I just registered in my mind. I thought, wow. And then Joyce confirmed it for me when she mentioned nobody had written about it on the Internet. But there was they had this event where this guy was fleeing from the bomb site, and they said, oh, he must be it. But then somebody said, oh, because his clothes were in tatters, you know, and shredded by the shrapnel, and then somebody said, oh, no, I was in a bombing somewhere, and I ran, too. And the thing of it is, he had what looked like beachcomber clothing. You know, you've seen these guys stranded on the desert island for years and years, and he's on his last pair of clothes, and his legs are, the legs of his pants and the sleeves of his shirt are all shredded at the ends and everything. And it looked like he got his costume out of Central Casting, because he would just ran across the street or down the street or something, and his pants, legs were shredded, and his shirt sleeves were shredded, and there was no sign of blood, and he was running like, you know, he didn't get a piece of shrapnel or anything. So I thought that was pretty comical, you know. I don't know whether you saw it or not.
Well, I saw a lot of those, and again, and I'm the person who was saying that I've witnessed a terrorist bombing many years ago in Australia, and people do run from those things. That's not a reason to suspect anybody of doing anything bad. The torn appearance of his clothing may be that he caught some of the shrapnel, but not enough to impede his running. But again, if you're going to set off a bomb that is going to kill and maim people, aren't you going to want to depart the area before the bomb goes off, lest you get caught in the explosion yourself? And so this idea that they're scanning all these pictures for people fleeing the scene, it's complete and utter nonsense. Whoever planted those bombs is going to be gone before the bombs explode. They'll be a couple of blocks away listening for the explosion, but they're going to be out of harm's way. And so it's a complete nonsensical situation.
Yeah, I think he must have been sitting in a car somewhere, you know, a little ways away, and just read. When the time came, he just came out and sprinted, because the clothes just looked like a beachcomber. I'd just seen a movie, Yellowbeard, you know, the comedy movie about pirates, and it just looks like the clothes you always see in the movies about pirates, how they're tattered clothes. So,
well, again, he, you know, remember these pressure cooker bombs were filled with nails and other shrapnel. So his clothes could have been shredded in the blast. He may not have been wounded enough to keep him from running. He may have even been in shock from the explosion. But again, just this idea that somebody's going to plant this kind of a bomb and then stay in the immediate area while it goes off and then run away, that just doesn't fly. That dog won't hunt.
Yeah, they said, well, maybe he was didn't get away fast enough. Well, if he didn't get away fast enough, you know, other guys that were lost their legs, so he had his legs. So,
well, this idea they're trying to explain why he didn't get away fast enough. You know, supposedly these things were on timers. The new spin today is there was some kind of remote control using these batteries. They're thrashing around. This has turned into a public relations nightmare. Nobody is buying the official story on this thing, and everybody is looking for reasons to dismiss the official story about this. And again, in this post 9/11 highly skeptical climate, it was an act of utter desperation to try a stunt like this.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's see, another story out in Arizona. Somebody sent a package to Sheriff Arpaio, which turned out to have a bomb in it. He was very suspicious. It was x-rayed. They determined it was a bomb. And I guess this can rule out the Patriot groups as suspects in the current wave of terror attacks across the United States, because obviously the Patriot groups are very much in favor of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Plus, he got some death threats from one of the drug cartels recently as well. Now, a very interesting or possibly alarming development has come out. Apparently, the U.S. Army and the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are compiling lists of organizations listed as terrorist. And they're relying as a source on Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center, who is a known pro-Israel propagandist. And my website is listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list of websites you should never, ever, ever, ever read, or your nose will fall off. And so probably I am now on the list of the U.S. Army and the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI as a potential terrorist organization, which is absurd because I'm out here telling people, please do not resort to violence. Do not initiate violence against the government, because that's what the government wants right now. Another reason for the government to be staging false flag terror attacks so they can have Department of Homeland Security start to use all that hollow point ammunition they've been buying. But it's just another reminder that all of these databases and lists that they're compiling aren't based in any kind of reality. It's all politically driven. You refuse to give the government and the Federal Reserve a wet, sloppy kiss. Therefore, you're a potential terrorist. They have people on those lists for nothing other than supporting the Constitution of the United States of America. In fact, a few years ago, we had it on our website. I'll reprise it after the radio show. The FBI was printing up a pamphlet to give to local police departments that said, anybody talking about the Constitution and constitutional rights is a potential terror suspect. So they're just playing fast and loose with that terror label. Terrorist used to mean a real terrorist. Now it's just anybody the government doesn't like. Oh, they must be a terrorist. Anybody who doesn't go along with everything will say, you're a terrorist, we're going to throw you in jail. No due process, no habeas corpus, no right to a defense, no right to a trial. Once you're labeled a terrorist, we can just do whatever we want to you. So it's getting really, really crazy out there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Going to talk about the economy a little bit. We're seeing over at MarketWatch.com, the leading indicators are showing that the growth of the economy is slowing. And we're looking at the numbers coming out of March, indicating that we may be going back into another recession or a continuance of the recession, whether they call it double dip, triple dip. It is still one long, gigantic decline, and all of it goes back to the incredible, insane volume of debt generated by this private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. By design, it always creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, and that is why every single country that is enslaved to one of these private central banks are drowning in this artificially created debt to control you. You owe us all this money, therefore you must do what we tell you to do. Rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And it is time for the human race to evolve to the next level of civilization, where we recognize rule by debt is illegitimate, and we return the public currency to being a public utility, to serve the public, to serve commerce, to serve the people and the nation, and not just be another money-making scam by the money junkies. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Looking at a couple of stories here. Apparently, somebody was asking Janet Napolitano about this arrested Saudi that was then suddenly unarrested. And apparently she got very nervous on camera. And people are asking if, in point of fact, like the dancing Israelis, it turned out they actually had a Mossad agent. And that's why they had to let him go. Caller on the line, Chuck in Texas. Aloha, Chuck. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I'm looking at the financials this morning and thinking, why aren't people paying more attention to this? Oh, yes, we had a little, crude, ineffective bomb go off. Well, while right on time, the St. Louis Federal Reserve Chief, Bullard, is saying, oh, we're going to need more QE because inflation is low. What about the hammering of gold and silver? It was becoming so apparent, so outrageously apparent, that even the idiots are starting to wake up and buy physical. So that's, look over here. If it weren't for this bombing, what would everybody be looking at? Gold, silver,
they'd be looking at a lot of things here right now. And you could very well be right that it's they're going to use this as a distraction. The corporate media has been reporting on absolutely nothing but Boston and Texas. And as you say, the financial news is not good. The stock market is struggling again today. We're going to be talking a little bit about the gold and silver probably in the next segment, because the split that is opening up between the paper gold and silver and the physical is becoming too obvious to ignore any longer.
Let me make you a point on that. I'm selling $100 face value junk silver, get a little cash up for extra preps. I've got a dealer who's paying me $3.25 over spot to buy from me.
Yeah, we're seeing that all across the country. We were seeing it at the local dealer. We went in yesterday just to see what was going on here. Anybody who thinks you're going to be buying silver and gold at the depressed prices, that's only if you're buying the paper contracts. The people who have physical gold and silver are charging a premium right now, well over those paper prices. So that there's this huge gap that's opening up.
Well, the dealers are willing to pay, you know, over spot to get it, because they can't get it anywhere.
That's
great.
Right.
Show, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Let's see. Apple stock took a major hammer blow yesterday because of declining sales, because people out here don't have money to spend on the new iPhone 5 or the new iPad, whatever current version they have out there. Apple CEOs remain among the most highly paid in corporate America, despite the decline in earnings. And apparently they've been caught up in a new investigation in China for spreading porn. Now, we're not really sure exactly what that means, because at least here in the United States of America, Apple has a very strict no porn policy for all of the applications sold for the iPhone and the iPads. In fact, they just finally accepted an application from the Playboy Corporation, but it has a strict no nudes policy. So I'm not sure who's going to buy that with that restriction on there. But apparently, for some reason, China is very upset with them now, which is kind of amazing considering that most of these iPads and iPhones are made there in China, and made very well, I might add. Now, getting into this gold and silver situation, and everybody's trying to say, oh, there's no central bank manipulation, it's just the normal, the bubble had to burst, and so forth. But we know that starting almost a week ago, a huge volume of these paper contracts were dumped on the market, 400 tons, probably more by now. And that, of course, is designed to drive the prices down, because the gold contracts, the paper contracts, are basically blended with the physical prices, so that they're saying the physical silver and gold is selling for the same thing as the paper contracts, and they're not. We're already seeing that. I think if this was an attempt to spook people into selling their gold and silver, it's failed, as that last phone call indicated. People are hanging on to their physical. They're trying to get more physical. Asia is buying physical like crazy. Physical demand has jumped. And we're seeing this very interesting article coming out of ETF Daily News saying that the paper gold holders are fleeing to the real metal. They're trying to get out of the contracts and into physical bullion. So if this whole crash down on prices was intended to scare us into dumping our physical gold and silver so the central banks could snatch it up in order to cover their bullion shortfalls, it has failed miserably. People are looking at what's going on. They're looking at the very blatant use of these paper contracts to crush the prices down, and they're seeing an opportunity. And you should see an opportunity. As long as all these money junkies went to such great efforts to crush down the gold and silver prices, now is the time you should be buying physical. And more than a few people are commenting on this clearly unintended consequence of this gold and silver price smashdown. It has actually triggered, it's increased demand for the physical silver and gold. Got an article over on peakprosperity.com talking about the unintended consequences, that this idea that they were going to crush the prices down and say gold is no longer a safe haven, it's backfired horribly. And for these central banks desperate to get physical gold to cover their bullion shortfalls, the situation for them just got much worse. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And remember what really happened, just put up an interesting story. Apparently, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell is out there blaming the National Rifle Association for complicating the FBI's efforts to find who planted the bombs in Boston. That's a bit of a reach. But like I said, when you have an incident like this, everybody tries to use it for whatever their political agenda is. And I'm sure the gun grabbers are feeling very frustrated. We've got this huge, horrible mass death and dismemberment situation going on out there, and they can't link it to the gun grab. And they're out there trying to, at the NRA, we had that actor comedian, I can't remember his name because I never heard of him before, out there saying that Boston proves it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, I know some of the gun grabbers are out there saying, well, obviously, we've got to have tagants in gunpowder, and we've got to register gunpowder purchases for home reloading. And I'm not sure that's entirely unreasonable. The only issue I have with the tagants is that they do erode your gun barrel. They already have tagants in explosives. So if somebody uses dynamite or any commercially available explosive, you know where it came from, who made it, what the batch number was, and they track all of that stuff very, very carefully. Obviously, military explosives do not have these tagants. And I would expect that if they put taggants in gunpowder, that somebody making one of these phony improvised explosive devices will simply use military propellant. Or they'll simply cook up their own. It's really very easy to do if you know anything at all about chemistry. And no, I'm not going to give you the instructions here on the show. Deal with it. Getting back to this whole situation with silver and gold. One interesting point, silver prices on the paper contracts are now basically at the cost of production, meaning the cost of mining and refining and processing an ounce of silver is now equal to what that silver is being sold for in the paper contracts. Can't go any lower than that. But again, as that caller mentioned, as we've mentioned from our own experience, as we're seeing reported all across the country, in fact, around the world, those who have the physical metal are now charging a premium to buy it. You cannot buy physical for the paper contract price right now. There's a huge gap opening up between the two. As that other caller out there said, the dealers who are trying to get physical in to meet their demand are paying a premium over the melt price to try and get it in there. The world has caught on to this idea that this sudden, unexplainable plunge in gold and silver prices is yet another Wall Street scam to scare you into running down to your dealer or that little We Buy Gold place in your shopping mall and saying, here, take my gold, take my silver, take my platinum, please give me some more of that paper and ink stuff. So that the central banks, which are desperate for physical gold to cover the bullion shortfall, can scoop it up at a really small price. And that has failed. And people are realizing that if you have your money in the banks, it can be taken in a Cyprus-style castration. If you have your money in the stock market, at the first sign of a major downturn, you could lose it all. If you have it in silver and gold, the value will always be there. And that's why they're scrambling to get out of these paper contracts and get into the physical. We already know a couple of banks over in Europe, a couple of brokerages have had to default on their gold futures contracts. We know the gold contracts have been hideously oversold in order to keep gold prices down. And now they've dumped even more on the market to crush gold prices down even more, trying to spook investors out of gold. Keep them in the banks. Keep them in the stock market. George Soros, who's been buying gold with wild, reckless abandon, is out there saying, ah, it's not a safe haven. You don't want that yellow, icky metal. It's really not useful for anything. It's too soft to make anything useful out of it. You just want to get rid of that. It's just another scam, and people, thankfully, are not falling for that. We are hearing even more reports coming out of places like SilverDoctors.com that the COMEX, the Commodities Metal Exchange, is approaching default. They're one of the biggest sellers of these gold futures contracts. And they can't find the gold. And if they default, they will invoke force majeure and offer to settle all those contracts for cash. And that's another reason for them to oversell gold contracts now and force the gold prices down so that when they settle their futures contracts for cash, it'll take less cash. I think at the point we see the COMEX default, the price of physical is going to go right through the roof. And because of this, and this is coming out of numismaster.com, physical bullion demand is on fire. That's their analysis. Demand for the physical metals is just right through the roof. Getting reports out of Japan, people are getting rid of their yen because the government says they're going to depreciate it to deal with their private central banking disaster, and they're trying to get into assets like precious metals. Now, remember over in China, they're telling their people, yes, you want to buy gold. You want to buy gold, you want to buy silver, you want to hang on to that. And our government is saying, nah, you don't want that. Yes, silver tarnishes. You don't want that. And, you know, gold, you know, it's just sitting there in a box and somebody could break into your house and steal it. You really want to sell all of that gold and get into that paper and ink stuff. You think they're doing that for your benefit? I don't think so. Apparently, the premium over melt value on $1,000 bags of U.S. junk silver is now at 20% and rising. So the idea that the gold and silver prices are the same for the paper contracts and for physical, that is now gone. And remember, over in Great Britain, they have started an investigation into the London gold and silver fix that sets the gold and silver price for everybody around the world, or everybody in the West, to see if that's been manipulated the same way LIBOR has. Of course it's been manipulated. I think the easier task would be to find one aspect of this whole paper equities banking cartel that isn't subject to fraud manipulation. Seeing all these other stories coming out of major precious metals retailer, we've been experiencing astounding volume. So it's out there. Now, everybody's looking for why this all happened. And over at the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, they're pointing the finger of blame at central bank manipulation. They need to somehow scare you out of your gold. They need to buy it as cheaply as they can to cover the bullion shortfall. Because Germany wants their gold repatriated. Texas wants their gold repatriated. Other countries are going to start asking as soon as they become convinced that the reply will not be a missile from the U.S. government. And so over there, Chris Powell, who's the co-founder of GATA, is saying he's confident this was a central bank operation. And, of course, the central banks are now denying it. CFTC is out there saying no visible central bank activity. Another whitewash by the government. They let it happen and pretend that, hey, it wasn't there. Same thing the SEC did with Bernie Madoff with the loot. Same thing the Minerals Management Service did with the Deepwater Horizon disaster. They failed to do their job for the American people and then say, oh, no, it's somebody else's fault, really. It's the terrorists, those Boston bombers, they drove down the gold and silver prices. It's all their fault. Go hate them. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is indicating that the next confiscation in this country is likely to be the pension funds. We've been hearing about this for months now, where they're talking about forcing holders of private retirement accounts, the IRAs, the 401ks, to liquidate them, at least above a certain level, convert them to cash, and then use that cash to buy yet another government-issued, pretty printed piece of paper, a special retirement treasury bond. The new government-managed retirement system, forgetting we already have a government-managed retirement system called Social Security. And they screwed it up. They took your money, and that is your money in that Social Security fund. It's not the government's money. It's your money. And they borrowed it away and spent it, especially during the Clinton administration, and now they can't pay it back. The U.S. government is already defaulting on the American worker. So what are they going to do? Oh, well, we're going to have a new version of Social Security, and you will buy into it. You will give us what's left of your wealth, and we'll give you this little printed piece of paper that'll make you feel good about giving us your absolute wealth. Same deal they got in Cyprus when they took the money out of the savings account. They gave them shares in the bank. How wonderful that is. They've taken my retirement money, and they've given me a share in a bank that is already so broke they're having to loot their own savers' accounts. It's just open crime against the people by the bankers and by the obedient government. And that is fascism, when government and the financial corporations are aligned together against the general population. That is fascism. And that is not my definition. That is from Benito Mussolini, who holds the gold Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk. Now, one of the other things that is not being reported on very much because of the death and grief and sorrow and gore in Boston and Texas is Obama's proposed budget, where they're trying to basically get out of the mandated sequestration by coming up with a new budget that everybody will say, this will solve our financial problems. Good luck on that one. Obama's budget rescues the Pentagon. All of the mandated military cuts are gone. Where are the cuts falling? They're falling on you. Money for education, money for roads, money for bridges, schools, money for the USDA to make sure that your food is safe, money for the SEC to continue turning a blind eye to Wall Street. All of the things that you agree to pay taxes for are being cut. The government is taking your money and spending it on things you don't agree with. Wars of conquest, Wall Street bailouts, money for Israel. That's taxation without representation. And in that little tiny schoolhouse I went to school in New Hampshire, that was considered a valid reason to fire the government because we did it once before. Now, speaking of the Pentagon, and we did talk about this yesterday, the Pentagon has requested more funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile system. This is a missile system Israel is building for itself and for export, and you, the American taxpayer, are paying the R&D costs. During Pillar of Cloud, this last Israeli incursion into Gaza, it turned out Iron Dome really didn't work, mostly because those homemade rockets by Hamas don't follow a nice predictable parabolic arc. They corkscrew through the air, they weave back and forth, they're not stable. And all of these systems, Iron Dome, Patriot, ballistic missile defense, are dependent on your incoming threat following a nice, smooth, parabolic ballistic arc that is predictable. And Iron Dome is ineffective against that. So the Pentagon has requested another $220 million. For Iron Dome, for Israel to get Iron Dome to intercept these homemade rockets. $220 million in order to shoot down a $40 rocket. By the way, a reminder, as we talk about the potential for war with China and Russia, the United States has spent trillions of dollars on this ballistic missile defense system, which, like Patriot, like Iron Dome, presumes the incoming threat is following a nice ballistic predictable arc. That's why they call it the ballistic missile defense. Russia's latest generation of MIRV vehicles are maneuverable. They bob and weave, they corkscrew, they swing back and forth, which means a ballistic intercept is impossible. And by now, I think it's a safe bet China has either acquired or copied these maneuverable MIRV warheads. And so all that money that went into the ballistic missile defense system was a complete waste. And it means that if we do allow this war to go any further and we get into a nuclear conflict with Russia and China, Russian and Chinese warheads are going to hit their intended targets in the United States. Now, Russia and China are going to be aiming at the military bases. The doctrine of wiping out population centers has thankfully gone away. But if you're living in a city near a military base, which is everywhere here in Hawaii, it's still going to be a bad day here. Getting back to the economic news, more than 46 million Americans are living below the official poverty level. Obama has a fix for it. He's going to just lower that poverty threshold. Same way he fixed the growing radioactive contamination in our tap water from fracking. He just arbitrarily raised the maximum permissible exposure to radiation in your drinking water. Kind of makes you wonder how many of these so-called official recommendation limits and guides and the rest of it are the result of politics and corruption rather than the actual science. You know, it's okay for you to have this much pesticide in your food. Is that really okay? Or is it simply what Monsanto desired? But when we see them moving these designations around to suit a political agenda, it undermines the credibility of every federal guideline safety limit that is out there. Remember when they discovered melanin was coming in imported foods from China, and they said, oh, it's horrible, they shouldn't be doing it. Then they found out American manufacturers are doing the same thing. And so what did they do? They simply jacked up that limit. So they could say, well, the melanin content in American food is safe for you to eat. Remember the 2009 when pigs fly flu pandemic? It was a pandemic only because the CDC and the World Health Organization artificially lowered the number of infections that had to occur before they could declare it a pandemic and get the news coverage and scare you all into spending money on vaccines, most of which wound up poured down the drains and sewer systems. We have more than 10 million working poor in this country, 46, 47 million people on food stamps, and still Obama is throwing all of your money into the war machine, Wall Street, and Israel. No wonder they want to take the guns away from you. Apparently down in Tennessee, 24 workers for the Internal Revenue Service have been indicted on federal charges of theft and fraud. So it's just the system is rotten from top to bottom. Going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting over to Europe and Cyprus. Cyprus is providing a good case study of why all of these maneuvers around the central banks are ultimately doomed to fail. Cyprus got into trouble, unpayable debt to the central bank. The rest of Europe is no longer willing to bail them out. They have crushed their people down under austerity. And it finally ended with that little haircut slash castration on the savings accounts. And whoever is planning all these little maneuvers seems to forget that when you force austerity on a country, and all these public workers that are supposed to be taking care of the people and the roads and the schools and the hospitals get fired, they can't find other jobs. And your tax revenues dry up. And so even with the looting of the savings accounts in Cyprus, Cyprus is still in serious trouble. A week ago, they were saying they were still short 6 billion, with a B, euros to balance their books. They have actually run out of cash on a couple of occasions where they literally have got zero in the bank with which to operate the country. Then they ramped it up and said, well, actually, we need 17 billion euros. And today they're saying it's grown to 24 billion euros. And all these little maneuvers and haircuts and confiscation and foreclosure fraud and all won't fix the problem until you stand up and recognize private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is the problem. And because our political leadership are junior grade money junkies themselves, they refuse to look at it. They're going to blame somebody else for it. Oh, those people who bought houses without being able to afford it. It's all their fault. It's all the American people's fault because they're not borrowing enough. If you're not rushing down to the mall and buying jewelry on credit, the terrorists are going to win. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, when you look at the news coverage and the spin on these two disasters, Boston and Texas, where Texas, clearly more death, far more damage and destruction, and they're still trying to keep the focus on Boston terror, Boston terror, Boston terror. Because it's supposed to be the job of the federal government to make sure the country is running for everybody in terms of safety and health. And they're always waving terrorists at us when we have these very real problems with real solutions in front of us, whether it is cutting safety corners at that fertilizer plant in Texas, ignoring machinery in these Gulf of Mexico oil platforms that is 4 years overdue for maintenance and fails when needed, broken pipelines in Arkansas. All of these track back to some corporate money junkie saving a few dollars by cutting corners. Look at what happened at San Onofre, where they found out the metal alloy used in the heat exchangers, which have now failed, was a cheaper alloy, not up to the spec needed for that use. But they don't want to deal with that. They're going to go after the terrorists. More about this when we come back from station identification.